athletes with ADHD are twice as likely to compete in team sports and have a significantly higher rate of participation in contact sports, such as football, hockey, and lacrosse. That's according to a study led by Dr. James Borchers, who directs the Division of Sports Medicine at Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center.
The result was a little bit surprising because we expect a lot of athletes with ADHD to gravitate towards an individual sport where they have maybe a little bit more control, there's a little bit more repetitiveness, they don't need to be able to pay attention to what's going on with their teammates and those sorts of things.
Researchers analyzed nearly 900 Ohio State athletes over a five-year span. They found that slightly more than 5.5% were diagnosed and treated for ADHD, about the same percentage in the general public. The study also charted injuries in these athletes. Although there's no direct correlation between ADHD and certain types of injuries, researchers caution there may be an increased risk of injury, given that young people with the condition can behave impulsively or recklessly at times.
If we do have more student athletes than we might have expected that are in contact team sports, we need to understand the challenges those athletes may have with ADHD and how we can better help to support them so they're successful in that sport.
Research has shown that participating in youth sports can help mitigate symptoms of ADHD. Doctors encourage parents to let kids try any sport they're interested in, as the benefits outweigh any issues that may arise because they have ADHD. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.